BBC News with Julie Candler. The Gambian president, Yahya Jammeh, has refused to accept his shock election defeat, saying there'll be a fresh vote. Mr. Jammeh said the vote tally was wrong and he actually won with an 87,000 majority. A veteran opposition leader has won Ghana's presidential election, a success greeted with jubilation by his supporters. Nana Akufo-Addo hailed his victory in Wednesday's vote, which he said established the country as a beacon of democracy in West Africa. He's promised to tackle Ghana's lackluster economy. President Obama has directed US intelligence to review the spate of election season cyber attacks blamed on Russian hackers. A spokesman described the investigation as a deep dive into a range of malicious cyber activity since 2008. It's to be written up by the time Mr. Obama leaves office in January. The media giant 21st Century Fox, controlled by the Murdoch family, has made an informal offer to fully take over Sky, one of Europe's biggest pay TV operators. A member of Sky's board called the $14 billion bid for the outstanding 61% good. Fighting has continued in Aleppo as Syrian government forces continue their advance of the remaining districts of the city held by rebels. On Thursday, Russia said the operation was to be suspended to allow civilians to flee. The US president-elect Donald Trump is appointing another Goldman Sachs executive to his administration, despite repeatedly vilifying the powerful Wall Street bank on the campaign trail. The White House National Economic Council is to be led by Goldman president Gary Cohn. He joins former colleagues Steve Mnuchin and Steve Bannon. The government of Ivory Coast has launched a programme to provide birth certificates for 3 million children who have no documents. Many either lost documents or never obtained them during a decade-long conflict in 2011. BBC News.